Welcome everyone to our deep dive into Sterling PDF. If you're listening, you're probably interested in learning more about this tool.
And you've come to the right place.
We've got articles, the official website, and even some insights from the GitHub page all ready to go.
We're going
to
break it all down for you.
Before we jump in, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Yeah, SafeServer is awesome.
If you're looking to host Sterling PDF yourself or you need some help with your digital transformation journey,
you can definitely help you out.
Check them out at www.safeserver.w.
All right, let's get into it.
Our mission today is to figure out what makes Sterling PDF tick. What are its standout features? What are its strengths? And what should you keep in mind before diving in?
Sounds like a plan.
So first things first, what exactly is Sterling PDF?
Okay, so Sterling PDF is basically a web application that you install on your computer or your own server. That's the locally hosted part.
Okay, so it's not like out there in the cloud somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Interesting. Why is that such a big deal for people?
Well, it's all about security and privacy. If you're working with sensitive information, the last thing you want is your data floating around in the cloud where you don't have full control over it.
That makes sense.
The GitHub page actually has a quote that sums it up perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
All files and PDFs exist either exclusively on the client side, reside in server memory only during task execution, or temporarily reside in a file solely for the execution of the task. Any file downloaded by the user will have been deleted from the server by that point.
So your data is basically only where it needs to be when it needs to be there.
Exactly. It's like having your own little PDF fortress.
I like that, a PDF fortress. Okay, but let's move on to what you can actually do with Sterling PDF. The GitHub page mentions over 50 features.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot to unpack. Where do we even begin?
Don't worry, it's not as overwhelming as it sounds. They've organized everything into these neat categories. So let's start with the essentials page operations.
Okay, the basics, merging, splitting, rotating, all that good stuff.
Exactly. But here's where it gets interesting. Sterling goes beyond the basics. For example, it offers multi-page layouts.
Multi-page layouts? What's that?
Think of it like this. You can arrange pages side by side, kind of like if you were creating a brochure or a pamphlet.
Oh, I see. Instead of just one page after another, you can get creative with the layout.
Right. And then there's this really cool feature, auto-splitting, based on those physical page dividers. You know, like when you scan a stack of documents with those cardboard separators in between?
Oh, yeah.
Sterling can actually detect those separators and split the PDF accordingly.
Wow. No more manual separation page by page.
Exactly. It's a huge time saver.
Especially for someone like a researcher or a librarian dealing with tons of documents.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's got the basics covered plus some really innovative features. What else can it do?
All right. Well, let's move on to conversion operations. This is where you can transform PDFs into other formats and vice versa. You've got your usual suspects like PDF to Word, PDF to image formats.
Well, things you'd kind of expect.
Exactly. But then there are some less common but super useful options like converting HTML to PDF or even Markdown to PDF.
Yeah, those are interesting.
Yeah.
I could see how that would be a lifesaver for developers or anyone working with web content, converting web pages directly to PDF.
Right. It's all about streamlining your workflow.
That's pretty slick.
And of course, we can't forget about security and permissions.
Right. That's crucial.
Especially if you're dealing with sensitive documents.
Absolutely.
Sterling lets you password protect PDFs, add watermarks, redact confidential information. You can even sanitize the file to remove any potentially hidden data.
So it's not just about editing PDFs, it's about protecting them as well.
Exact.
That level of security is impressive. Okay, so we've talked about page operations, conversion operations, and security. Now what about those other miscellaneous tasks?
Right, so there's a whole category called other operations.
Okay.
It covers a pretty wide range of tasks.
Like what?
Well, you can use OCR to make scanned, text-searchable, repair-damaged PDFs, and even compare two PDFs side-by-side to see the differences in the text.
Wow.
There's even a feature for adding images directly into your PDFs.
Okay, it really does seem like Sterling can handle just about anything you throw at it when it comes to PDFs. But all these powerful features are great. But what about the actual user experience? Is it easy to use, even for someone who's not super tech-savvy?
That's a great question. And from what I've seen, they've put a lot of thought into making Sterling user-friendly.
Okay, good.
The website emphasizes the clean and simple interface. And for those who prefer a less harsh viewing experience, they've even included dark mode support.
You know me so well. I'm all about that dark mode life. It just makes everything easier on the eyes. But beyond the interface itself, can you customize anything? Make it feel more personal?
Absolutely. Sterling offers customization options where you can tweak the interface, change the app name and description, and even add your own branding if you're a business. So you can really personalize it to fit your needs and style.
That's awesome. It's nice to have that flexibility. And speaking of flexibility, I noticed that Sterling PDF is open source. Can you explain what that means and why it's a good thing?
Sure. Open source basically means that the code behind the software is publicly available. Think of it like a recipe that anyone can see and modify.
Okay.
This is great for a few reasons.
Like what?
First, it promotes transparency. You can see exactly what the software is doing with your data. Second, it often leads to a strong community. In Sterling's case, their GitHub repository has over 51,200 stars.
Wow, 51,200. That's a lot of people interested in and contributing to the project.
Exactly. And that's another benefit of open source, because so many people are using and scrutinizing the code, bugs tend to get squashed faster. And that means you can be more confident in the reliability and security of the software.
So open source means transparency, a strong community, and generally faster bug fixes. That's a pretty compelling case for going the open source route.
I think so. And it often means the project is more likely to be around long term because it's not dependent on a single company or developer.
That makes sense. It's like a community-driven project that everyone has a stake in. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Sterling is a locally hosted open source web app that offers a ton of features for working with PDFs, all while prioritizing security and privacy. It sounds amazing. But before we get too carried away, are there any downsides or things to consider before jumping in?
That's a great question. It's important to be realistic about any tool. While Sterling has a lot going for it, there are a few things to keep in mind.
Okay, like what?
First, even though they've tried to make it user-friendly, Sterling PDF is still a fairly technical tool. You might need to be comfortable with some basic technical concepts to get it set up and running smoothly.
Okay, so there might be a little bit of a learning curve involved.
Yeah, and then because it's locally hosted, you're responsible for maintaining it. That means making sure it's up to date with the latest security patches and updates.
Ah, so unlike a cloud-based service where you just let the company handle all the technical stuff, you're in charge of keeping things running smoothly with Sterling.
Right, and while it's incredibly versatile, Sterling might not have the same level of polish and integration as some of those expensive commercial PDF editors out there. You might not find all the bells and whistles for advanced typography or super smooth collaboration features.
So it's really about choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
If you need a powerful workhorse for core PDF tasks, and you value privacy and control, Sterling is a fantastic option.
Absolutely.
But if you're looking for a more specialized design tool, or need seamless cloud integration, a commercial editor might be a better fit.
Right. It all comes down to your individual needs and priorities.
All right. I think this is a good point to wrap up part one of our deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground and still have plenty to discuss.
Definitely. We've only scratched the surface of what Sterling PDF can do.
And if you're considering giving Sterling a try and need help with getting it set up and running, our friends at SafeServer are the experts.
Absolutely. Check them out at www.safeserver.degree. They can help you navigate the world of digital transformation and make sure you're getting the most out of your software investments.
Great advice. Stick with us, because in part two, we'll explore some of Sterling's more advanced features and dig deeper into its potential.
You know, as we were talking about all the features Sterling PDF offers, I kept thinking back to that quote from the GitHub IEE May about how files are only temporarily stored on the server.
Yeah, that really stood out to me too. It shows how seriously they take security and privacy. They're not just throwing it around as like a marketing buzzword.
Right. They've actually designed the software with security and privacy as like core principles.
Exactly. It's baked into the whole approach. Okay, so we talked about all the individual features, but how do they all work together? Can you give me an example of how someone might use Sterling PDF in a real-world scenario?
Sure. Let's imagine someone who works with a lot of scanned documents, like a researcher or a historian or a librarian. They could use Sterling to scan a whole stack of documents, use that auto-split feature we talked about to separate them into individual PDFs, and then run OCR on each one to make the text searchable.
That's already saving a ton of time and effort.
Right, and then they could merge all those individual PDFs into a single document, add bookmarks for easy navigation, and even password protect the final file for extra security.
Wow, so they can do all of that within the same application.
Exactly.
That's incredible. It's like having a complete PDF powerhouse right on your own computer.
It really highlights how far we've come in terms of locally hosted software.
I know, it's amazing. And with all the growing concerns about data privacy, I think we're going to see more and more applications following Sterling's lead.
I agree. People are starting to realize that they don't have to sacrifice privacy and control for convenience.
They can have it all. Okay, let's shift gears for a second and talk about the open source aspect of Sterling PDF. You mentioned that it has a large and active community. What are some of the benefits of that for users?
Well, for starters, it means that you have a huge pool of people who can help you if you run into any problems. Whether you're stuck on a technical issue or just need some advice on how to use a particular feature, there's always someone out there who's been in your shoes and can offer guidance.
It's like having a built-in security system.
Exactly. And because the code is open for everyone to see, it means that security vulnerabilities are more likely to be spotted and patched quickly. It's like having thousands of eyes constantly scrutinizing the software for potential issues.
That makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like crowdsourced quality control.
Right. And because so many people are using and testing the software in different ways, new features and improvements are constantly being added.
So it's not a static piece of software. It's constantly evolving and getting better.
Exactly. It's a living, breathing project that's driven by the needs and contributions of its community.
Okay, now I have to ask about this pipelines feature that keeps popping up.
Ah, yes, pipelines.
You mentioned it earlier, and I'm really intrigued. Can you explain what it is and why it's such a big deal?
Okay, so pipelines is where Sterling PDF really shines in terms of automation. Think of it as creating your own custom PDF workflows. You can chain together multiple tasks and have Sterling execute them automatically.
Okay, give me an example. How would someone actually use this in practice?
Let's say you have a folder full of scanned documents. You could create a pipeline that first splits each document into individual pages, then runs OCR on them, converts them to searchable PDFs, and finally merges them into a single document with a table of contents.
Whoa, all of that happens automatically?
Yep. With just a few clicks, you can automate an entire PDF workflow that might have taken hours to do manually.
That's a game changer for anyone who works with PDFs regularly. It's like having your own personal PDF assistant working behind the scenes.
Exactly. And the possibilities are endless. You can use pipelines to automate all sorts of PDF tasks, from simple things like adding watermarks to more complex workflows, like converting batches of files or extracting data from PDFs.
It sounds incredibly powerful.
It is. It's one of the things that really sets Sterling PDF apart from other PDF tools.
You know, as we're talking about this, I'm starting to see how Sterling PDF is more than just a tool. It's almost like a platform for building custom PDF solutions.
That's a great way to put it. It gives users the power to tailor their PDF workflows to their specific needs.
It's really empowering. It puts you in control of your data and your workflow. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground on Sterling PDF's strengths, but before we wrap up, I think it's important to touch on some potential drawbacks or considerations for potential users. What are some of the things people should keep in mind before diving into Sterling PDF?
That's a great point. While Sterling PDF is a fantastic tool, it's important to be aware of its limitations. The biggest one is probably the technical learning curve. Remember, Sterling is locally hosted and runs within a Docker container.
Now, Docker might sound intimidating if you're not a developer, but think of it as like a little self-contained box where Sterling runs.
Right.
This ensures that it works consistently on any computer, and you don't have to worry about conflicting software or anything like that.
Right. But even though Docker itself is well documented, setting it up and getting Sterling PDF running within Docker might require a little bit of troubleshooting, especially if you're not familiar with containerization.
So some technical know-how is definitely recommended. What else?
Well, because you're responsible for maintaining Sterling PDF, you'll need to stay on top of updates and security patches. That might involve some manual effort, especially if you're not familiar with command line interfaces.
So it's not quite as set it and forget it as a cloud-based service.
Right. You'll need to be comfortable with a bit of hands-on maintenance. And while Sterling PDF is incredibly versatile, it might not have all the fancy features and polish of some commercial PDF editors. You know, things like advanced typography controls, built-in collaboration tools, or seamless cloud storage integration.
Okay, so it's more focused on the core functionality of PDF handling rather than being a design powerhouse or a collaboration hub.
Exactly. It's really designed to be a workhorse for individual users who value privacy control and flexibility.
So it's about weighing those priorities and choosing the right tool for the job. If you need a simple user-friendly editor with all the bells and whistles, a commercial product might be a better fit. But if you're looking for a powerful, customizable, and privacy-focused solution that you can control, Sterling PDF is definitely worth exploring.
I couldn't agree more. And remember, if you're looking for help with getting Sterling PDF set up and running smoothly, our friends at SafeServer can help.
Absolutely. Head over to www.safeserver.day to learn more about their expertise in digital transformation and how they can help you get the most out of Sterling PDF. Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground on Sterling PDF's strengths and potential drawbacks. What do you say we move on to?
You know, I think there's one more really important thing about Sterling PDF that we haven't fully explored.
I agree. There's something special about it that goes beyond just its features and benefits.
You mean the fact that it represents a shift in how we think about software?
Exactly. For years, we've been told that the cloud is the future, that all our data and applications should live online. But Sterling PDF is kind of challenging that assumption.
It's like a rebellion against the cloud, a statement that says we can have powerful software without sacrificing our privacy and control.
I love that, a declaration of digital independence. And I think it speaks to a growing movement of people who are just tired of feeling like their data is out of their hands.
It's about taking back control. owning your data, and deciding how and where it's used. And Sterling PDF is a perfect example of how this can be done without compromising on features or functionality.
It's proof that you can have a feature-rich, secure, and private software experience without relying on big tech companies to manage your data. It's empowering.
And I think it's a trend that's only going to grow stronger as people become more aware of the importance of data privacy.
Absolutely. Sterling PDF is a pioneer in this movement, and I'm excited to see what other innovative tools and applications emerge as more developers embrace this philosophy.
Me too. It's a great time to be a tech enthusiast who values privacy and control.
Okay, but speaking of Sterling PDF, what do you think is the most exciting aspect of this whole project?
Honestly, for me, it's the potential. We've talked about the features, the open source community, and the shift towards locally hosted software. But what really gets me excited is what people will do with Sterling PDF.
You mean how they'll use it to solve real-world problems and create their own unique workflows?
Exactly. Think about all the creative ways people could use those pipelines to automate tasks and streamline their work. I can't wait to see what innovative solutions emerge from the community.
I bet there are going to be some truly ingenious uses that we haven't even thought of yet.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of open source. It's a collaborative effort that allows for endless possibilities.
Well, on that note of exciting possibilities, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into Sterling PDF. We've covered a lot of ground, from its impressive feature set to its commitment to privacy and the broader implications for the future of software.
It's been a fascinating journey, and I hope our listeners feel equipped to explore Sterling PDF further and see if it's the right tool for their needs.
And if you're ready to take the plunge, remember our friends at SafeServer can help you get started.
Head over to www.safeserver.day to learn more about their digital transformation services and how they can help you get the most out of Sterling PDF.
They're the experts in hosting and managing locally hosted software, so you can focus on what matters most using the tools that empower you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it informative and inspiring.
Until next time, happy PDFing.